It was just a tiny little white spot, something called leukoplakia. All leukoplakia is it means white spot, but it could over time turn into precancerous something, and it could over time turn into cancerous something. I started, having it followed regularly, and it was still no big deal. It was frustrating, and it was annoying, and it was painful, but it wasn't cancer. Every time it was benign. This went on for about 5 years. And eventually one of them came back. It wasn't benign anymore. The first thing is you get scared out of your mind. And the second thing is you calm down and you ask a lot of questions. And, of course, you do the thing that probably no one should ever do. You go on the internet and you decide to be your own, doctor, which is always a mistake because, of course, you always lead yourself to the worst scenario you could possibly lead yourself to. I had a lot of confidence in this oncologist, and his attitude was at the time, we're going to take what we need to take and no more, but we're going to make sure we have clean margins. And, I imagine you'll have your speech back. I remember hearing the "I imagine" part. I'm not good at a lot of things, and we all have our talents. The one thing I always felt I was good at was being a good communicator. Communication has definitely been a very big part of my life and a very big frustration since all this has happened. It's also sort of changed my personality a little bit, and I would call myself a gregarious introvert. I'm anything but shy, but I'm also can be very reserved because I think about, is it really worth telling that story? It's not worth it. It's going to hurt too much. Or I'll pay for it tomorrow. Email becomes my best friend. Texting, I was probably one of the first people my age to sign up. And I tend to kind of completely shut down for a while when I'm not able to speak at all because it's too frustrating to me not being able to say what I wanted whenever I wanted. We had that first surgery, and we went from there. And unfortunately, it just started a roller coaster for 15 more years until now, present time. It just kept coming back. We've done everything from just a spot on the tongue to the whole side of the tongue to it spread to the jaw of my mouth, the floor of my mouth. I've lost all the teeth on one side. And this last surgery, which was just this past July, it hit the tonsil. I've never had chemotherapy. I've never had radiation. Anytime I've ever asked the doctor about it, because I've had so many surgeries, the doctor's response to me was, well, we want to save radiation. When it gets really bad and you're desperate, you do radiation because you can only radiate the same spot one time. So we cut every time. I have a wonderful family. I have a lot of great things in my life. And I feel that if you don't have a little suffering, a little pain in your life, it's very hard to learn compassion. And I don't think I would be as compassionate of a person that I hope that I am if this hadn't happened to me. I don't think I'd be as appreciative of the things that I have, the people who love me in my life and the people whom I love, and very grateful for an overly zealous dentist I went to see 20 years ago.